This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Jason, listening in Illinois. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good, thank you.
I'm calling about repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 7, verse 14 through 25 fits me to a T. And I'm trying to figure out where Paul was coming from. And it's kind of hard to say that I'm saved or not saved. I don't know. But I'm just trying to find an answer to try to battle this this sin that I struggle with. And I was just calling you to maybe you can help me out.
Well, the wonderful thing about this is that you're struggling with sin. You care deeply about offending God. And that is a mark of a genuine Christian who recognizes that he is a sinner, that he has repented from his sin. But that does not mean you're not going to struggle with sin. Even though Christ is Lord and Savior of your life, you will yet struggle with sin. And I think that the passage you point to is very appropriate, where Paul says, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is the sin living in me that does it. Now, that's not a statement that's meant to escape moral responsibility, but it is a statement that underscores the powerful lure of sin, a sin that even the Apostle Paul struggled with. It is a struggle, and there's going to be a day in which you'll forever be able not to sin, but in the meantime, you are snow-covered dung. You're covered by the righteousness of Jesus Christ, but you are yet a sinner and will struggle with sin until the day that you die. Now, it is true that as you get to know and love Christ more and more nearly and dearly, you are sanctified. You become more and more like Christ. But if Paul is our exemplar, I think the idea is the closer you get to the radiance or the brilliance of his holiness, the more we see just how sinful we are in the light of his glory and grace, and it reminds us how much we need him for salvation, but it doesn't preclude the idea that we're saved.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.